Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The city has been sanding and salting the streets in anticipation of a messy afternoon rush hour. In upstate New York, Rochester and Buffalo already have about 10 inches of snow. Most of the country will experience at least frigid weather, including the Deep South. Correspondent Jim Ryan is in Dallas.
Yesterday at 10 in the morning, it was 65 degrees, but plunged 19 degrees in the following hour. Until this morning, it's below freezing. Around Dallas, overnight shelters open for people with no place to go, including the Methodist Church, where Rachel Bachman is the pastor.
You can be the difference for somebody. You can help somebody know there is a warm place to go, and you can have a place of safety tonight.
In central Texas, dozens of school districts are delaying the start of classes today because of potentially icy roads.
About 70% of the country is expecting record low temperatures. President Trump is in Manhattan today. He'll address the Economic Club of New York this afternoon.
As the president speaks in front of an audience of almost 1,400 people, folks on Wall Street will be listening for signs that some sort of Phase 1 trade agreement with China is close at hand. A White House spokesman said President Trump will talk about how his policies have supported the longest economic expansion in U.S. history.
That's correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. As a reminder, with the president continuing his stay at Trump Tower, there will be street closures as he moves around town. So lock it into 1010 Winds for traffic reports every 10 minutes on the ones. It's been 18 years now since the crash of Flight 587 in Queens. 265 people were killed. This morning, bells tolled at Bell Harbor, Queens, site of the crash, to remember the lives of lost on that American Airlines flight. Mayor de Blasio was among the speakers. Brooklyn Borough President Adams and the Anti-Defamation League will announce a new initiative today aimed at curbing anti-Semitic hate crimes. At least 93 incidents were reported last year in the borough, and the trend line points up. The ADL believes this trend is reversible, and hate crimes are preventable when public officials, community and faith leaders, educators, and others stand united against hate. Governor Cuomo gets tough with National Grid. He tells New York One he will revoke the utility's license for its downstate gas franchise if it doesn't turn on the gas for about 1,100 customers in 14 days.
Give us the alternatives, but don't say to the people of this state, either it's my way or the highway. Either it's my way or I turn off your gas. I'm not going to allow New Yorkers to be extorted.
National Grid has argued it doesn't have the capacity to meet new demand, with the state not acting to approve a permit to extend its existing pipeline. The 23-mile extension would run from New Jersey across New York Harbor to the Rockaways. The state legislature holds a public hearing today here in New York on the MTA's $50 billion infrastructure plan. It includes investments in subways, buses, commuter rails, bridges, and tunnels. The MTA board approved the plan in September. Now it needs approval from the legislature and Governor Cuomo. Opening statements are set to begin today for 60-year-old Thomas Murphy of Holbrook. He's accused of driving drunk and killing a 12-year-old Boy Scout Andrew McMorris in Manorville last year. Murphy pleaded not guilty to a 16-count indictment that includes aggravated vehicular homicide. Former Suffolk County District Attorney Tom Spoda and a former top aide face trial today on federal charges for allegedly interfering in an investigation into the former Suffolk County Police Chief James Burke. Prosecutors say they tried to cover up the beating of a drug addict who stole a duffel bag from an unmarked police vehicle in front of Burke's home. Burke pleaded guilty to the beating and was released from prison last year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.